Engineering the Death of Nematodes, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The cells that pipe water and nutrients up and down the plant, also known as the xylem, require a particular type of peptide that connects with just the right receptor to start the process. But for a nematode, the plan is to hijack the plant's plan and make plant cells feed it. Research from the University of Missouri lab of Dr. Melissa Mitchum recently pinpointed a new way that nematodes take over root cells.
What we're trying to do here is to try to understand how that works so that we can interfere with the process. And so if we can block those peptides from the nematode being able to secrete them, and we've even gone as far as identifying how those peptides are perceived by the plant to trigger a response. So what we're trying to figure out is a way to interfere with that now so that we can make plants more resistant to the nematode. And we have other data that we have shown in the paper, as well as some earlier studies, that if we knock out the gene in the plant that the plant uses to actually detect these peptides, that we get enhanced resistance of the plant. And so now we have the challenge in front of us to try to translate that into an application to the farmer, whether it's potatoes or soybeans or sugar beets. And so that's where we're starting to work now, is how do we take that discovery and translate it so that we can turn that into a more resistant plant that will produce greater yields for our farmers.
Dr. Mitchum says that all this genetic manipulation is not the same as GMO. David Sparks, AgInfo.net.